Well, the director of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, is travelling with Pope Benedict. He says that despite yesterday's incident at the interreligious dialogue meeting, the Pope has received a great reception in Israel.
Yes, I know. It was all going wonderfully well, and then the incident happened. I'm sure you've all heard about it by now. It happened right at the end of the day, right at the end of an extremely decorous interreligious dialogue meeting. The unscheduled intervention, or attack is probably a better word, by Sheikh Taysir At-Tamimi shocked us all, both because of its virulence and because of the fact it was so totally out of place in a context created to promote peace and dialogue. Of course, we couldn't understand a word he was saying at the time, but his body language was eloquent enough. You've also heard the response of the Vatican spokesman, who called the intervention a direct negation of what a dialogue should be. So, end of story. Can we go back to talking about the Pope now, please? It is his pilgrimage, after all. And it really is going wonderfully well. The reception in Israel was way beyond expectations. It actually looks like they're pleased to see him. Ordinary people in Jerusalem I spoke to didn't even seem overtly concerned that their city is literally under siege. Areas the Pope is scheduled to visit are entirely blocked off, and I mean entirely. Nobody goes in or out. They say that security has never been this tight. Soldiers and police contingents are everywhere. Roadblocks, we saw today, where empty tourist buses physically block off the streets, are certainly not scheduled to be used when President Obama comes to town in a week or two. The welcome the Pope received at the presidential palace was warm, sincere, and meticulously prepared. Benedict XVI and Shimon Peres looked like two old friends, sitting chatting together in the lounge as they exchanged gifts. The Pope was delighted with the nanotechnology Bible the president gave him, and digging the dirt as they planted an olive tree in the Peace Garden. What the president, a former Nobel Peace Prize laureate, said was even more impressive. He told the Pope how much he appreciated his words concerning the Holocaust and stressed how much the Jewish people cherish the Pope's leadership and inspiration. And he looked like he meant it. Then came the time for what many considered the symbolic highlight of the day, the Pope's visit to Yad Vashem, the memorial to the victims of the Shoah. You probably also know by now that the name means memorial to the names. What you don't know is that everything you ever thought you knew about the Shoah pales into insignificance when you enter Yad Vashem. What you thought you knew was based on old footage or photographs of emaciated human beings inside concentration camps. Yad Vashem not only communicates the extent of the horror, it makes it all the more horrible by stressing the cold-blooded everydayness of the tragedy. In Jerusalem, with the Pope, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.